Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hello guys, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Panji Jenny Gao Su Ni. My name is Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那前段时间 Spencer 回老家了。
Yeah, I went home for a bit.
回美国，然后前段时间我是到美国去出差。然后呢，每一次到美国我就每一年去都有新的发现，然后现在我们也很多朋友到美国去旅游啊什么的，其实就想想，哎，可以总结一下我们这次去的一些 observation、一些 tips、一些见闻，跟大家分享一下，可能对你下次出行有用啊。
Let's do it.
首先到美国去，当然美国最基本的划分 East Coast、West Coast， 然后 the Midwest， 所以你这个时区 time zones。
Well, if you're talking about the lower 48 states, we have four 时区, four time zones.
美国有四个时区。
Well, yeah, in the 48 states.
所以这四个是 Eastern Standard Time, EST.
Yeah, we have Eastern Standard Time, then Midwest Time, then Mountain Time, then Pacific Time.
但我觉得大部分你要去的地方，你可能两个时区对你最重要，一个就是 EST， 还有一个就是那个PST，
yeah PST， yeah
Pacific Standard Time， 因为那个是西岸，就加州湾那一大块用的。
Right。
然后呢，基本上它这个 time difference， Eastern Standard Time 就纽约，然后就整个东北部连下来的 ，it's like 12 hours or 13。
What from China？
对对，就是、
yeah it's 12 hour difference。Basically from spring until fall, it's 12 hours difference. And then we have daylight savings.
So we, 夏令时、冬令时 daylight savings.
Yeah, so we turn the clock back. So right now it's 13 hours difference since it's fall.
现在是13个小时、
from Eastern time.
对、yeah. 和我们、就是东部时区和我们的时差。Pacific 是16?
I guess that sounds about right. So it's 13, 14, 15, yeah, 16 hours back.
所以如果有 daylight savings 的话就变成 17?
No. It would be either 15 or 16, I think.
15或者16个小时。反正我就是算那个 PST, 因为我数学 my math is really, really bad. It sucks so bad that I can't even work out the time difference between... 就是
Are you sure you're Chinese, Jenny?
I don't have the Chinese math brain. EST 很容易算，不用算是吧？
Yeah.
然后 PST 我就现在什么时候？你这次回去 ，Did you just stay at home?
Yeah, Washington. Yeah, for the most part. I went to Feicheng. I went to Philadelphia to see an old friend from graduate school. But that's about it. I kind of stayed at home.
所以上海到你是。Direct flight?
I had to what 直接个转机了。
所以直飞呢，我们可以说 direct flight.
Yeah, direct flight.
但如果你要转机的话，英文是
you could transfer flights.
Transfer 或者 stopover.
Yeah, layover.
A layover 都可以。
你
刚刚说你是 you had to transfer in
Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah. 芝加哥。
对，因为美国有几个大的，好像 transfer hubs.
Oh yeah,
Chicago,
so Atlanta's big and Chicago's big.
芝加哥。
I guess
New York.
I would think New York would be big.
对，因为我是。其实我上次去出差那个 the serious stuff 正经事是在 Orlando 奥兰多但是也没有直飞所以 the most convenient is to fly through New York
yeah that makes sense
对然后我每次去我想天哪这是纽约我来了怎么能只在什么JFK LaGuardia 机场转一天，我一定要住两天。
Oh, you had to go to LaGuardia too. LaGuardia is like the worst airport in New York.
No, 我跟大家讲一下 ，LaGuardia 现在很高级。
不回吧？
真的，因为像刚我们说几个大的 hub 这些机场，我觉得还有一个要注意的就是 ，I think when going to the states when you land， 因为你一定要那个 go through customs， go through 就是 immigration， 要过那个移民关的，对吧？所以就是比如你是 final destination 是什么华盛顿，但你从芝加哥转机，但你是要过海关，而且你要拿行李，
yeah, that,
所以一定要注意这个时间。
Yeah, that was actually I found that I forgot we had to do that, and when I did that back in September, I found it very exhausting, because I was just on a 15-hour flight, didn't sleep much. They said, you got to get your bags and then run them back through customs, and you got to get on a train and go to another terminal. I thought, oh.
对，所以这个就是，如果你有一个 connecting flight, 接下来还要接班机的话，一定要准备比较充裕的时间，因为我觉得美国特别这种busy airports, the lines, the custom lines are usually very long.
Yeah.
我每一次到 JFK, 我觉得都得等差不多一个小时。因为他工作人员也没有像中国这么多。然后呢，机场又比较小，去的人又多。So give yourself plenty of time.
Yeah.
而且我觉得美国，我，而且你还得自己去把行李还拿下来。
Yeah, so hopefully the airline gives you enough time.
对，这是他们的规定，就是你在这一程一定要把行李拿下来，自己再拿上去，就再要过一次那个 customs 什么的，就很麻烦。所以，
yeah.
一定要准备充足的时间。但当你就是离开美国出境回中国的时候呢
？You don't need to do that.
对，就是很多时候你直接在机场就可以了，出境他们无所谓，就进来的时候管理很严，
yeah, exactly,
对吧
？Exactly.
出境很多时候，如果那个as long as the airlines have an agreement, 你也不用自己拿这个包，它最后 you'll carry on, 就是 go to your final destination. 除非你就是走的时候你那两个机场是不接着的，或者 terminal 不接的，那你也要再排一次队。
Yeah.
就反正。只要在美国 travel, 我觉得大家多准备点时间就好了。他们的飞机也不等人，而且我觉得就像在中国，比如通常会有你带小孩 ，they do have like an express, line.
Yeah.
If you're late,
yeah.
you can jump the queue, right? 但在美国都没有。你说我要晚了或者什么
？I've seen them open up new lines for people though.
对，就是，但除非是你真的 short on time. 如果你说，
yeah.
哦，我还有。半个小时时间，他们说那你排啊，你够时间对，所以自己就是 be prepared.
Yeah, gotta be prepared.
那还讲到出行啊，我觉得美国国内的像比如你从华盛顿到 Philly, 还有
take a bus.
所以美国特别就是这种短途的，你如果自己不租车或者什么的话，就是那种 Greyhound。灰狗 bus.
Yeah, we have. There's a few different bus companies now. I mean,
Chinatown bus. 这个是
yeah,
最好的，很便宜。
Chinatown bus, Mega bus, Bolt bus. What else we got? Yeah, Greyhound is what's been around the longest, but now there's competitors.
对，因为有一些地方你没办法，只能坐飞机嘛，然后 fly domestic. 美国我觉得国内航空公司比较好的是 Delta, 它的航线，
yeah, I think
然后服务啊什么也比较好。
Yeah. American's good too.
对 ，Delta 或者 American 都不错。然后，坐火车的话，我觉得就是。还蛮坑爹的，因为你们的 Amtrak 已经就很老，
非常不方便吧？
对，因为我有一次好像是是从费城到纽约就 Amtrak, 然后那票还蛮贵的，有$100多，
yeah.
就好像160-170美金，都快1000人民币。然后那火车真的很慢很慢很慢。
Yeah, exactly.
就是你们没有动车这件事情。
不像你们中国的高铁。
Yeah, you don't have the high speed railway, right?
No, that's I don't know why we don't have that. Actually, I think that's just like a really.
So sometimes maybe taking a bus or so coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's way better to take the bus. Like,
because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper and it takes just about as much time. So
跟火车时间也差不多。
Yeah,
对。
Yeah. Some people actually fly. You know, I'm from DC. Some people fly from DC to New York. I don't even know why people would do that. If you think about,
it's like a 40-minute trip.
Yeah, but you have to drive to the airport, check in at
That's
the airport,
right.
wait to get on the plane, fly the plane, you get there, get off the plane, then you're not even, like, the bus will take you to the center of New York City. If you go to JFK, you're really far out. It takes just as much time and it costs more money. Always take the bus.
对对对，所以坐 bus 是不错的选择啊。另外呢，如果你在一个城市之间 在城市里面 commute 的话呢，当然像纽约这种地方，it has a great public transportation system, 所以你坐地铁是特别方便的。
Yeah.
但我也觉得纽约地铁非常 confusing, 就是我。
Yeah, when you first look at it.
我经常坐反方向，然后经常它什么 M train A train 怎么怎么样，然后人家说
Express train，
我经常就是我说一看坐反了，然后问人家，人家说 You going uptown、
嗯、
你坐的这个是 going downtown， 你完全方向错了。 Or you going midtown， 我说我怎么知道你什么 downtown uptown midtown、
yeah.
所以就要问啊，或者下载一个 app 自己好好研究一下。那另外呢，就是 taxi 非常贵，所以我是建议大家啦，你倒可以用 Uber、
嗯、
because Uber in China is kind of expensive, right? But in the States, it's a
yeah,
lot cheaper than taxis.
Yeah, it's usually a bit cheaper.
对，因为我这次到 Orlando.
But you might have like some 高峰期费用。
哦，对， so they do the price adjustment.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes it's not worth it, or it's not a big difference.
对对对，因为我这次是在奥兰多嘛，它的 public transportation system
很差，
是很差，
是什么没有
non-existent， 没有的。
yeah,
然后就是从机场到酒店，我觉得大概才30公里吧，二三十公里。It cost me like $70, 70块美金。
Yeah.
然后后来我想说，那我就用 Uber， 就是后来从酒店回机场的时候才20多美金。
嗯、
我说天哪 ，I should have used it earlier 啊、就基本上是 you know less than half price， 比半价还便宜。
Yeah, no, it's definitely way better.
对对对。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。哎，我这次到美国还有一个新发现。
啊、是吗？
就是因为我到奥兰多是开一个就是那个在线教育的会嘛，
嗯，
然后在会上面认识了几个朋友，然后就是说哎呀，我们比如在会开完会我们可以出去吃东西什么，怎么联系嘛，然后我说 Do you know WeChat？ 你知不知道微信、
yeah.
然后有几个外国人真的他手机里还装了，然后我们就互相加微信、
嗯、
但他们就是第一微信普及程度不高，第二这个外国人就算他有微信他微信里面没有朋友、
yeah.
So I'm their only friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, people there don't really have WeChat. And also actually when I, you know, I think I spend too much time on my phone here in China. So when I went home I was like, yes, nobody uses these apps to talk to each other.
They do, you're just out of the loop.
And all my friends in America still just 发发短信的。They just send regular text messages. They don't even use WhatsApp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great.
你的朋友都是 hermits 吗？都是那个什么山里的人。好，那今天的节目就到这儿。希望这些 practical tips will help with your next trip to the States. 然后，今天节目的内容呢，大家可以关注 Open Language 的微信公众号，还有我们两年。是现在最低价的一个课程优惠，所以我觉得 if you're committed to learning English、
嗯、
然后最主要我觉得在两年里面我觉得学习的这种 variety 多样性这种丰富是很重要的，
嗯，
不是说只有哦你读一个3个月的商务英语你的 business English 就会好。我觉得这真的是It's an overall transformation, 是整体的一个改变。
Yeah.
那就希望我们开言英语所有像这个轻松的节目，包括我们付费课程里面不同的工作生活的主题，都能很切合你的需求，都能让你用英语去，在一个更加丰富广大的世界里面去沟通、去接触、去 enjoy、去享受。
Yeah, that's right.
好，那我们微信公众号见。对我们有什么意见和反馈的话，都可以在今天节目的评论里面告诉我们。We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye bye.